Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Amen, amen. Grace and peace in Jesus. Shalom, shalom.
Grace and peace. Come on. Grace and peace, Simon.
Shalom, brother.
Amen. Amen. Well, guess what? Tonight is Thursday night, and tonight is the Spirit of Charity and Meekness Bible study class brought to you by Brother Isaiah Brown. And tonight, his precept is called, Who is of a Willing Heart?
Amen.
Who is of a willing heart? First Chronicles, then the people rejoice, for they offer willingly. Because with a perfect heart, they offer willingly to the Lord. King also rejoice with great joy. So, this is the precept tonight, and once again we say, welcome again to the Sound of Living Water Bible Study, and we're going to turn this over to none other than, in this corner, Brother Isaiah Brown coming from Peoria, light heavyweight, lightweight, bringing a book. With that being said, let's bring this for Brother Isaiah Brown.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, bro, you gave me real pump now after that introduction, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm feeling myself, so I'm screaming, blame Job for that.
Amen. That's the idea.
You already know. Hey, y'all, grace and peace. This is Brother Isaiah. I'm teaching lesson tonight. And my reader tonight is Brother Jordan Israel.
Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters.
Shabbat shalom, bro.
Shalom.
Amen.
Yeah, I got Twister with me reading with me. I got Twister reading for me, so it's gonna go good tonight. But yeah, y'all, grace and peace, y'all. This is Brother Isaiah. I'm bringing a lesson tonight. My read tonight is Join Israel, and tonight precept is called, just in short term, Willing Heart. You know, so basically we just could be dealing with a lot of topics on people that have a willing heart. You know, we're gonna be dealing with a willing heart in a whole bunch of areas. You know what I'm saying? Just to give the audience an example of just what can happen by trying your best to do what the Most High tell you to do. You know what I'm saying? To have that willing heart to get the job done. Having a willing heart to offer to the Lord right. Having a willing heart to work your talents, having a willing heart to even go through trials and tribulations. We were looking at a willing heart in a whole bunch of areas tonight. Who has a willing heart? So what we're going to do is get right into this book. I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer, so I'm going to ask all the sisters to please cover their head and ask all the brothers to uncover their head, and we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. And then my brother that's reading for me, Brother Jordan Israel, will read whatever the Most High put on his heart. Amen.
Amen.
We've been doing this thing for a year, so there's no need to wait on the covering and the uncovering. So I'm pretty sure everybody's supposed to have this done. So let's get started. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
I said I will take heed to my ways that I said not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me, while I was immersing the fire burnt. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. The reading that you just heard was Psalms 39, verses 1 through 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, reading, doing of his word. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
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 I'm back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all know how it is sometimes. Y'all got to run and do something too. Y'all know how it is. Hey, all praises. Well, as usual, it's kind of tear these scriptures to pieces, to shreds, and as always, pure razor blades and lemon juice. All praise to the Father. Tonight is called Willing Heart. This willing heart, we're going to be dealing with a whole bunch of topics and issues on people that have a willing heart. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is, you know, it's not a long lesson. You know, we just go and do a little here, a little, and there, a little, and stuff like that. But, you know, in all, the whole thing is that the point I want to prove tonight is this willing heart, this willing mind. You know, and to be honest, it's so much I left out of this lesson because I have intentions on doing a part two, a part three, a part four, because this lesson can go on and on. We can do a Job lesson and get 130-some lessons out of one thing. All praises. So we just go deal with a couple of things tonight. I just want to get the point across. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So let's go into the book of Genesis chapter 4 and let's pick it up at verse 1. We're going to the book of Genesis chapter 4 and we're going to pick it up at verse 1. Let's just check out the beginning part about this willing, when you're willing to do something for the Lord and what it can mean and what can happen. And also, if you're not willing, what can happen. So we're going to the book of Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1. The book of Genesis chapter 4, we're going to read, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1. Genesis 4 and 1. The book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, when you get it, bro, go ahead and read. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother, Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. All right, so you know, to start the story, y'all, you know, Adam and Eve had two kids. You know, they had, well, their first children was Cain and Abel. They had children. Verse 3.
And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
Right, so you know, the Lord had a respect to Abel's offering because he had a willing heart. He was willing and ready to take care of the Father's business. Now, what I really want to do is before we go any further, I want to get the definition of willing in an adjective. Willing in an adjective means ready, eager, or prepared to do something. Not perfect, but willing. Also in synonyms, once again, ready, prepared, disposed, inclined of a mind, minded. You know what I'm saying? So basically, those that are eager, those that are ready, you know what I'm saying? Those that are willing to do what to do their best to serve God and to have a willing heart and a willing mind to take care of his business. But in all, when you check out Cain and Abel, the Lord had respect unto Abel because Abel was willing to do all he can to please the Most High. Go ahead and read.
But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
So that just give us an understanding. If you're not really trying to put your all for the Lord, if you ain't giving 100 for the Lord, he don't want it. He ain't no half God. No, he ain't no God that's just good for a little season and then you just fall off. No, when you give God, you give him, you always give him 100. But Cain didn't get a little 100. And that's why his countenance failed. But the Lord said something to Cain. Go ahead and read.
And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
Right, so the Lord said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? So the Lord put some in my heart. What I did was to get a firm definition on the word well. W-E-L-L, well. And this is the definition for it. Favorably, with approval. Also, with skill. Well, it's an adverb. I'm sorry. It's an adverb. Well, favorably, with approval. Also, with skill or in a pleasing manner. In the eyesight of the Lord, Abel offered to the Lord, and the Lord was favorable and approval with his offering. Why? Because he was willing.
Amen.
Amen.
He was willing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So that adverb for well is favorable with approval, also with skill or in a pleasing manner. So this lesson is not just to you just perfect. No. If the Lord only gave you 5, you do your best to do that 5. You know, if he bless you, do a 6, then you do that 6. So this is one thing also I want to put out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a level on the understanding when it's taking care of the Father's business. So whatever the Lord gave you, you give it to him. But in all, the Lord said, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? You know what I'm saying? So just be there for that. And that's how I want to start the lesson out with. With that. So all praise. I hope that came out right. Even though I left back and forth and stuff like that. But the Father is good. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Fire, yes.
Perfect sense, bro. Amen.
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 All praise. So let's go ahead and check this thing out. Let's go check out some more stuff. Okay, because what I really want to do is to check out this Cain area because his countenance failed because he wasn't of a willing heart. You know what I'm saying? And what he was doing wasn't favorable or it wasn't approval for the Lord. So what we're going to do is check out what can happen to us if we're not willing. So let's go into the book of Matthew chapter 25 and pick it up at verse 14. The book of Matthew chapter 25 and pick it up at verse 14. Thank you. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 25. We're going to read verses 14, and then we're going to skip. Because the whole thing is that the name of the lesson is actually called Willing Heart. Those that don't have a willing heart and those that do have a willing heart. But I really wanted to break this thing line upon line, precept upon precept, with Cain from the book of Genesis chapter 4. Because his countenance failed, because he wasn't willing. So let's look at another reason of being unwilling to take care of the Father's business. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Matthew chapter 25 and pick up at verse 14, and then we're going to skip. The book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 14, then we're going to skip. And when you get it, you go on to read.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
All right, so this is the Lord, and this is the Lord giving man his talents. When he went away, he gave me his talents. But let's see what's going to happen if you're not of a willing heart with these talents. Let's get down to verse 18 and go ahead.
But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other.
I'm sorry. We just wanted 18, 19. So okay, now going back up to 14. The Lord gave man gifts and he went back on high. You know what I'm saying? And let's look at the one with no willing heart that didn't have the willing heart. We skip it down to verse 18. And then it said, but he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him. You know what I'm saying? So the one that had the one talent didn't have that willing heart with the talent that the Lord gave him. No matter what, you might be have the talent of being a plumber. You might have a talent of being a poetry writer. You might have a talent of being a rapper. You might have a talent of being an artist. You might have a talent of having the ability to bring people together. You have talents for everything, but the whole thing is that who is of a willing heart? No matter what you have, whatever the Lord gave you, give back to him. But the whole thing we need to look at is that you need to have a willing heart. But this person in verse 18 didn't have a willing heart, and he went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And at that time of point, the Lord came back. Let's skip down to verse 24.
Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a handman, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strung.
Right, so he got it. So, I know y'all heard this before. Excuses are arguments that lead you to nowhere. So he ain't getting nowhere with this conversation with the Lord, because you didn't have a willing heart, and he's coming back and he's coming to collect. Verse 25.
And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine.
Hey, he didn't do nothing with it. I'm sorry. He went and hid the Lord's talent. That means that basically he didn't do nothing with it, because he didn't have that willing heart. But he's trying to make an excuse for the Lord, like something, you know what I'm saying, like this gonna fly with him. Go ahead and read.
His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest thou I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strung. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath two talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that had not shall be taken away even that which he had.
Oh, my gosh. So those that have a willing heart, eventually the Lord will take that away from you and give it to the one that has a willing heart. So if you know that you have a gift for something, I think it'd be in your best interest to give it back to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? It's because we got a man that's using straight, that we have a man that's using all type of excuses when it comes to the Lord about these talents. You know what I'm saying? But the name of the precept is called willing heart. Who has a willing heart? Who is willing to take care of the Father's business? Who's ready to do it? Those are the ones the Lord is going to call to get this thing right. But if you don't have a willing heart, then how can he use you? Because if you come with this tired, lame excuse, then the Lord will take your talent away and give it to the one that got the 5 talents and the 2 talents. And then we on verse, verse 30.
And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be ripping and gnashing of teeth.
So those that have a willing heart, after the Lord gave you something and you don't have a willing heart to get it done, then, hey, you might find yourself with that talent stripped from you, and then you could be cast into outer darkness, and in that outer darkness, it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and we all know what that is. That's a lake of fire.
That's a lake of fire.
So if you don't have a willing heart, you know what I'm saying? It all go back to Cain with me. It started in the foundation of a willing heart. If you ain't got a willing heart, then how can the Father use you? So that's why his countenance fell, and the Lord had no respect for him, because you just can't bring anything to the Lord, and even with your talents or anything you put your hand forth to do for the Lord, it has to be with a willing heart. It has to be. Or it ain't going to work out, and you just wasting your time. Because it's one thing we have to realize this right here. As you hear me say many other times, it's just more than being the next big teacher or the next big preacher or the next big elder or the next top greatest reader. It's more than that, and there's way more parts of the body than just the head and the feet. Way more other areas. And we didn't take heed to that. Whatever your talent is, or whatever the Lord put in your heart, do it with a willing heart and take care of the Father's business. I guarantee it benefits you. Now let's move along. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Now, let's read about Isaiah. And let's read about somebody who had a willing heart and was willing to take care of the Father's business after this terrifying vision or dream he had. We're in the book Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. The book Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. When you get it, you go ahead and read.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Above it stood seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly.
Right, so even in the beginning of this vision, I didn't want to start at the top part just to make the lesson long. But anyways, but just reading this, you know, this vision that that Isaiah seen, he saw the seraphim angels. You know, he saw one flying with 2 wings. 2 covered his face, 2 covered his feet, and he did fly. Go ahead and read verse 3.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips.
Right, so you know, when Isaiah started, you know, he said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. Right, so he ain't got no skill or understanding how to take care of this business, but in all, Isaiah had a willing heart. So what happened? Go ahead and read.
And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Right, so the people don't know nothing, Lord, and I don't know nothing. My woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. You know, so he just being, he just in humility with this whole matter. You know, he's humble about this whole matter. Even though he is, even though he was undone, but hey, at the same point in time is, he had a willing heart. And the Lord knew that Isaiah had a willing heart. So he was acceptable with God. The Lord has accepted him. And he was also favorable with approval with the Most High. So what else happened after that? Go ahead and read.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto him, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
Uh-huh.
And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
Amen. So that's just, you know, it's just like a woe that Jeremiah ate and stuff like that. So basically, the Lord just gave Isaiah skill and understanding according to the scriptures. Because at first he said, well, it was me. But now this angel took the tongue off of the altars having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Verse 8.
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me.
Oh, so now Isaiah talking different. The first was, woe is me. I am undone. You know, I have no skill, no knowledge, no understanding, you know, but at the same point of time, man, she was acceptable of God because the Lord knew that Isaiah had a willing heart. So the Lord gave him skill and understanding, and when he gave him the skill and the Lord said, and in the book say, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom should I send, and whom shall go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. But in all things to happen, Isaiah had a willing heart. He was willing to be the Lord's messenger. He was willing for the Lord. He was willing to let the Lord send him to take care of the business. But first, he had to clean him up. He had to give him the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And then he sent his prophet, who had a willing heart, to take care of his business. Amen.
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 Woo. Amen.
Now, yep. Let's look at this cleaning, because the book said the book called it a coal. You know what I'm saying? But let's look at a better and a deeper understanding in the book of Zechariah chapter 3. Let's go to the book of Zechariah chapter 3. We're going to the book of Zechariah chapter 3. And we can read verses 3 through 5. Read the book of Zechariah chapter 3. The book of Zechariah chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 3 through 5. Let's look at this, because we understood in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, you know, it was a cold that the Lord, it was the tongues, and it was the cold. You know what I'm saying? Because you know them tongues, you know, in the other scriptures, it told you that I was the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? With the tongues, that was on the altar. And then giving Isaiah the wisdom, knowledge, understanding on how to go forth. But the whole thing is that he had a willing heart. And let's check out another example on how the Lord clear us up. That those that have a willing heart. So let's go into the book of Zechariah chapter 3 and pick it up at verse 3. The book of Zechariah chapter 3, verse 3. When you get a book, go ahead and read. Now, matter of fact, start at verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. Verses 1 through 5.
And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him.
Right, so hey, you know that, you know, ain't nothing the devil can do when the Lord is with you. You know what I'm saying? Because the Lord looking at Joshua, man, this man is willing. He gonna take care of my business. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to show you, Joshua, a prime example of what I can do to this angel if you have a willing heart to take care of my business. Go ahead and read.
And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is not this a brand fact out of the fire? Plucked out the fire, excuse me.
Amen. Go ahead.
Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment.
Uh-huh.
And I said, let them set a fair mitre unto his head. So they set a fair mitre unto his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by.
Right. Hey, all praises, all praises, all praises. So we looked at the book of Isaiah chapter 6 and understood that this angel gave him a coal. And when he gave him his coal, he ate the coal, right? And we get a better example of what they're talking about in the book of Zechariah chapter 3. You know what I'm saying? It's just a cleansing. You know what I'm saying? It's cleansing you and making you a true servant of the Most High. So we look at the book of Zechariah, and we look at the book of Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Hey, Joshua had a willing, he had a willing heart too. And because Joshua had a willing heart, look at what happened. The Lord resisted the devil. Verse 2, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that have chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? So ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing Satan can do. If you are willing to take care of the Father's business and you are willing to take care of his business, ain't nothing he can do. So let's just be mindful for that. Let's go into the book of Ezekiel chapter 3 and let's pick up at verse 1. Mm-hmm. We're going to book Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. You get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness.
Amen. So, you know, like I just want to keep stressing this matter, is that we look at just because, what I want to just say is that you are looking at prime examples of what can happen if you just do the best you can to serve God. You know what I'm saying? Do it willingly. You know what I'm saying? Do it. Be eager to serve God. You know what I'm saying? Be eager to take care of his business. Because you'd be surprised how many doors that can open up. And it can even cause you to get into the kingdom of God. So let's be mindful of that. Now let's go into the book of Exodus chapter 35. Thank you. We're going to the book of Exodus, chapter 35. Hold on one second. I think I got the wrong spot. I think that's Genesis. Hold on one second, y'all. That ain't looking right to me. I must have written so fast that I must have put the wrong thing. Hold on one second. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, it's the right thing. Okay, it's the right thing. I'm sorry. All right, let's go into the book of Exodus chapter 35, verse 1. Exodus 35, verse 1. Now let's look at what can happen when you have a willing heart. You know what I'm saying? And also, we're going to look at what the Lord said. Because remember, if they ain't willing, the Lord don't want it. And this is the reason why the Lord said it, this in the book of Exodus chapter 35, verse 1. And let's check it out. We're in the book of Exodus chapter 35, verse 1. When you get it broke, go ahead and read.
And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire there throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram skin dyed red, and badger's skin, and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, for the sweet incense, an ox stone and stone to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord had commanded.
Right, so you know the Lord is breaking the whole thing down. You know, hey, man, I did this stuff for y'all. You know, I took y'all back to Egypt. You know what I'm saying? I did this thing for y'all. So these are my commandments. And also, we're about to go ahead and get this whole thing set out straight. But before y'all do anything, y'all going to have a willing heart for me to do this. You know, before y'all want to do it. Because if you're not willing, if you don't have a willing heart, then I don't want it. Because if your heart is not willing, you're going to bring me anything. And we looked and seen what happened in Genesis, the fourth chapter. What the Lord had no respect to it. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't come with a willing heart, then hey, I don't want it because you'll cause me to kill you. Like when it came to Aaron's sons, when they offered those strange fire, what happened to them? Because they didn't have a willing heart to do this thing right. Didn't the Lord kill them? So the whole thing and all is this right here, man. When the Lord, when you take care of the Lord's business, man, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be willing to do it. Now skip down to verse 29 and go ahead.
The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the land of Moses.
All praises. You know what I'm saying? So it said the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. You know what I'm saying? So it's all, you know what I'm saying? So this whole thing that we do, everything we do that's taking care of the Father's business, every part of your life, I mean, every day of your life, you know what I'm saying? If it's according to the scriptures, man, do it willingly. You know what I'm saying? Do it willingly, because then the Lord can bless your hands. And if you're not doing it willingly, all you're doing is wasting your time, because the Lord already said if you're lukewarm, he will spit you out.
Amen.
You know, you be too hot on this side and be too cold on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to make your mind up. And if your mind is made to serve God, then you got to have a willing heart to do it. And if you don't have a willing heart to do it, you don't want it. And if you call yourself doing it anyway without a willing heart, then you're going to see what's going to happen to you. You're not going to profit. It's not going to profit you nothing, because your heart isn't willing. So when the Lord was talking to them, so when the Lord told Moses to talk to the children of Israel, before you start anything with this blueprint, make sure you have a willing heart so I don't have to kill you. Because we already seen that the Lord had no respect into Cain's stuff. And we read in the book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 18 through 19, and verses 24 to 30, that the Lord said that if a man ain't, if your heart ain't willing to do it with them talents, then he just give it to somebody else. And I don't want you. You know, you ain't good for nothing but the fire. So whatever you put your hands and heart to do, just make sure you do it willingly. And just do the best you can to do it right. The Lord knows we ain't perfect, because he always calls us filthy rags and we ain't clean in his eyes. But whatever part that the Lord gave you, just do it to the best of your ability. And make sure you have a willing heart with it.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's go in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's go to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. First Chronicles 29, and we're going to read verses 1 and 2, and we go skip. The book of Chronicles, chapter 29. And we're going to read verses 1 and 2, and we go skip. So now we all know that David is not going to be able to make this temple for the Lord, is because his hand's too bloody. So the Lord said, I'm going to let your son take care of his business for me. But let's look at what David told the congregation before they even made this tabernacle for the Lord. Let's go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and pick it up at verse 1. The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1, when you get a Jew, go ahead and read.
Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender. And the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, ox stones and stones to be set, glistering stones and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affliction to the house of my God, affection to the house of my God, I have my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house.
Now skip down to verse 9.
Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart, offered willingly to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
Amen.
Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Right. So when David told the congregation, hey, my son is next in line. You know, if we got this big job, you know, we got this real big job. You know, I got the gold, I got the silver, I got the diamonds, I got the marbles, I got the glistening stones, I got everything to get this thing right. But man, y'all gotta have a willing heart. Y'all gotta have a willing heart to get this thing right. Y'all gotta have a willing heart to get this thing right. And when they had a willing heart, what happened? Verse 9, then the people rejoice for that they offer willingly, because with perfect heart they offer willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy, because if you're doing it willingly, then the Lord will go bless your hands to make sure you get it done right. Because the temple was beautiful. It was magnificent. Why? Because everybody went to the ancestors in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 and worked hard to get this thing done. They all had a willing heart. The Father's good. But we all know the temple, we all know that didn't stay up long. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually, if the whole thing was murdered and broke down and stuff like that, we went into captivity, we're still in captivity. But in during our affliction, the Lord allowed us to try to get it done again. Let's go into the book of Ezra chapter 3 and pick up verse 10. It's because, you know, it was a couple of elders around when the first temple was made. But at the same point of time is, you know, they weeped and mourned. But at the same point of time is, they need to be of good cheer. It's because they didn't come close to how Solomon Temple looked, the one that they built, but at the same point in time is, it was the best they can do. And we're going to check out Zerubbabel and his consistency with a willing heart with the Lord and what he has coming in the future. But before we read about what's coming in the future with his willing heart, let's look at the foundation. Let's go in the book of Ezra chapter 5 and pick it up at verse 14. The book of Ezra chapter 5, verse 14. I'm sorry, I know it's looking weird. Let's go into the book of Ezra chapter 3, verse 10. You're getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry about that. The book of Ezra chapter 3, verse 10. So now Cyrus, so you know the Lord called Cyrus upon his heart for us to make the temple again. So let's look at the blueprint of this next of the temple that they built in Ezra's time. Well, in the book of Ezra. So let's go into the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 10. When you get a book, go ahead and read.
And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cabals, cymbals, to praise the Lord after the anointing ordinance of David, king of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endured forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
Uh-huh.
But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of his house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted along for joy.
Right. So, you know, when they started to rebuild this temple with the foundation, you know what I'm saying? The ancient men that seen the first house or the foundation of the Lord's house, you know, they were sad, they started crying and stuff like that, because it was nothing compared to the one that Solomon built. But the whole thing is that the Lord don't care about that. The Lord cares who has a willing heart to get it done. You know, it might not be as good as the first one, but hey, it was the best you can do. So since it was the best you can do, I will accept it. That's what matters. It's not about how flashy we can get. Just do the best you can do. So even though the elders and priests and stuff was crying because they remember the old one, still be of good cheer because, hey, that was the best that y'all can do, and y'all was obedient. And in all, man, even though it don't look as good as the other one, but, hey, y'all still had a willing heart. Y'all was still ready and eager to get the thing done. So now let's look at the thing. Now let's look at the building of this temple. Let's go and go into the book of Ezra, chapter 5. The book of Ezra, chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. You get it? Go ahead and read.
And the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one, whose name was Sheshbazzar. Sheshbazzar, when he had made governor.
Hold up. I think I'm in the wrong spot. Hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. Give me one second. See, that's what happened when you be writing so dang on fast. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me one second. Sheshbazzar. Oh, that's cool. He's in the wrong spot anyway. It's all good. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. You know what? I'm going to start writing a little slower. My handwriting is all beat up. That 5 is a 6. So I'm looking at it. I got two spots. One says 5, one got 6. Which one is it? So that's the wrong one. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My apologies. So it's the book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 14. The book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 14. The book of Ezra, chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. You get a book, go ahead and read.
And the elders of the Jews built it, and they prepared, through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Edo. And they built it and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and his house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy.
Amen. You know, so, hey, even if they, okay, so we had the foundation in the book of Ezra chapter 3. And the whole thing was finished, in the book of Ezra chapter 6, verse 14 through 16. But the reason why I really wanted to check this thing out is because, you know, even though it's not as good, just because somebody else do something better doesn't mean the Lord won't accept it because you don't have that understanding on how to do that exact same thing. But the whole thing I want to get at is that we need a willing heart to take care of the Father's business. You know what I'm saying? We got to be willing to do these things. We got to be willing to fight. You know what I'm saying? We got to be willing to, you know what I'm saying, just to some talents. You know, whatever you find yourself to do, man, do it with all your might for the Lord. Is because, you know, Zerubbabel and them, they did it. You know, and even though it wasn't the best, but the Lord accepted it. And because Zerubbabel and them did it, man, let's check out what Zerubbabel has coming. Let's go into the book of Zechariah chapter 4 and pick up in verse 1. The book of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. The book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 1. And my apologies, you guys. I must have been real hyped doing this lesson. Because I usually get them all done pretty good.
I'm apologizing.
You know me, I always stress about doing things. You know how I am when it comes to doing things. It bugs me when I mess up on things like this. But hey, it's all good. All praises. Now, okay, Zerubbabel did the temple, right? He did the temple. He had a willing heart. But the whole thing is this right here. Because he had a willing heart and he wanted to do this thing, let's look at what he got coming in the future. Let's go to the book of Zechariah chapter 4. Verses 1 through 9. You get it, bro? The book of Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. When you get it, go ahead and read.
And the angel that talked with me came again and walked and waked me, excuse me, as a man that is waking out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereof, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, excuse me, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it.
Whoa! So just because Zerubbabel had a willing heart back in his time in the book of Ezra, chapter 3 and 5, when they deal with laying out the foundation and also finishing it, because this man had, in the book of Ezra, chapter 3, and in the book of Ezra, chapter 6, they laid the foundation and they made sure that it was finished. They finished it. But at all, he had a willing heart. But when you look at Zerubbabel in this time, in the future, what it say in verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. Go ahead and read.
And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you.
Amen. Go ahead and read verse 10.
For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth.
Right, so we're not dealing with it. We're not dealing with that part. But what I really want to get is that the blessing and the things that Zerubbabel will be taking place in during this time of his resurrection. Right? But the whole thing is this right here. He did the job. Even though it wasn't the best, that it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't as good as how it was done before, but at the same point in time, it was the best that he can do. He had a willing heart, he laid the foundation, and he finished it. And what we just read in the book of Zechariah chapter 4 is that, man, he still got work to do when he wake up out the ground. But where would he be at? That's not where Zerubbabel would be at because he had a willing heart. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 20 and pick it up at verse 6. The book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 6. Where is Zerubbabel going to be at? This man that did this work for the Lord. And when is he going to be finishing up these foundations? Let's find out where he's going to be. Let's go into the book of Revelation, chapter 20. We're in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 6. When you get a book, I'm going to read.
Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
That's where he's going to be. He's going to be with Christ reigning 1,000 years, finishing up that work that he's going to have finished from the book of Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Because he had a willing heart and he was willing to get that work done. He was eager, he was willing, just like Abel was back in the beginning. So the Lord had much respect and also favorable and with approval with Zerubbabel, just like he was with Abel. It's because they did the best they can do, and that's what the Lord looked for. All the Lord asks for us to do is to do the best you can do to serve me. Do it with a willing heart. Y'all knuckleheads, y'all falling short, and y'all leaning on grace and mercy. I know that. But just, Lord, just do the best you can to serve me. And just look at what can happen. Just because Zerubbabel did the best he could, man, he got a short spot in the kingdom, and he going to be reigning with Christ 1,000 years in the first resurrection. Amen. Now let's go to the book of Luke chapter 7, verse 20. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 7, verse 20. I'm sorry, give me 1 second. You know, we can hold our spot on this one right here. Let's go into the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. This thing is all over the place. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, we're in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay, good. This will be. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry, you guys. I really gotta calm it down when I'm doing this, when I'm doing my lessons. Because I must have been so juiced up until I must have wrote down so much stuff into, I don't know what's going on. But hey, all praises. I got the spot. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. This is the book. Okay, read the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 1 through 10. Because remember, this is just because we deal with topics on, you know, doing the work, what's going to happen if you don't do the work. And if you have a willing heart, how the Lord can use you and stuff like that. But let's look at other areas in the Bible that can happen to us if we have a willing heart. Because remember, we have a willing heart for the good things, but do we also have a willing heart when it's time for the, when it's time for bad things to happen? You know what I'm saying? When it really shows if you're serving the God or not. Are you willing to go through these things right here? So let's go into the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 1 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 1 through 10. When you get a book, go ahead and read.
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Giving no offense, in anything that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities,
uh-huh.
in distresses,
uh-huh.
in strife, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watching, in fastings,
mm-hmm.
by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unframed,
mm-hmm.
by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left,
uh-huh.
by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed,
uh-huh.
as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
Right, so the first thing I want to check out in this thing is this right here. You know, in verse 5, it said, okay, but in verse 4 says, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God in such in much patience, you know what I'm saying, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watching, in fasting. So the whole thing is this right here. You know, we can have a woman. I mean, we also got to understand that, you know, it's good to have a willing heart in the good areas, but are we able to have a willing heart in the bad areas? You know, what if you are serving a God and somebody falsely accuse you of something, you know what I'm saying, for the word of God, for the Lord's sake? You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to hold it down? You know what I'm saying? Or like the things that Paul went through, you know what I'm saying? He got stripes, he was imprisonment, he got beat, he got beat with sticks, he got whipped, he was thrown in tombs, you know what I'm saying? Because he was willing for the good parts, he was also willing for the bad parts. But the whole thing is, you got to have a willing heart with this whole thing. Now let's go into the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm doing this again. I'm doing this lesson again. We're going to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 30. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 30. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 22 through 30. When you get it, bro? Let's look at what else we got to be willing to do.
Hold on a second, baby.
When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. And they ministers of Christ. I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in debts oft.
Uh-huh.
Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one.
Uh-huh.
Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep.
Right, so you know, Paul was willing to get his behind beat for the word of God. Are we able to do the same thing? What if you teach the word of God on the fast train and somebody throw a brick at you? You just go throw the towel in and say, skip it? You know what I'm saying? Well, if you're out there teaching the word of God and stuff, and it's, you know what I'm saying, you get whipped and beat and stoned, are you still willing to take care of the Father's business? Are you willing to keep going? Or are you willing to throw the towel in? Just something to put on your mind. Just a little something to put on your mind. Where we at?
26.
Go ahead and read.
In journeyings, often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren,
mm-hmm.
in weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness.
Uh-huh.
Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches, who is weak, and I am not weak, who is offended, and I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmity.
Right, boy, that remind me, that go back to that, that go back to that Psalms chapter 50:51. You know, so make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones that thou hast broken and rejoice. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, you taking care of the Father's business, you doing this thing with will and heart, but sometimes it's not always easy. Sometimes you got bumps in the road. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it might take persecution. Sometimes, you know, you just got to go through it. And, oh, do you have a willing heart? Are you willing to take this beat down in this area right now that we're dealing with? Are you able to get smacked and talked about, being called a lame? Might lose your relationship, might lose your friendship, might lose your friends, your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, your sisters, your brothers. Are you willing, with a willing heart, to give that all up for the Lord? And that's the lesson. That's the lesson tonight, y'all. I'm doing this lesson again sometime in the future, and this will go 10 times harder than this. This, I guess, is telling me I need to redo. You know, I gotta. What's that called? Study my own lessons. Cause I did this lesson and put the book up and didn't even bother to look at it again. So that's smacking my face. But no, yeah, that's a lesson, y'all. Just have a willing heart and other areas. And I thank you for your time.
Great.
Amen. What do you say, man? That, you know, you had us at when Abel, you know, was bringing the right thing, man, and he was being a willing servant, man, just, you know, giving his first and his best, man. I mean, that was icing on the cake right there. All the rest of it was just, you know, dessert on top of dessert, you dig? But, hey, Jew, man, look, thank you for the heads up. Thank you for reminding us, man. That thing, man, about when Cain didn't give his first and he wasn't a willing, and the other guy that buried his talent in himself, well, in the dirt, you know, those things, mm-hmm. man, is that precept. And I guess it's that one. I guess when you were doing the lesson, that one guy came to mind. You know, those two brothers. One brother, his father said. No. The father had two children. One said that he wasn't going to do it, and he ended up doing it, and the other one said he was going to do it and didn't do it. And Jesus
right.
Said, who?
Yep.
Well, it was a parable. I can't think of where it said, but that brought that into my mind, and I started thinking about that, and I said, man, you know what? It's a whole lot of us that say, yeah, Lord, you know, and we be them yays and all that stuff in front of people, man. But then when it really come down to it, you look around, you know, hey, they MIA everywhere you can find them, man. When it comes to putting in the work, can't be found, you know. So that's a bad look, man. That's not a good look at all, man. You got to put in that work, man. How you expect to get in the kingdom you ain't putting in no work? You know,
right.
It's one thing, man. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, serving God and keeping the laws and statutes, man, that's a reasonable service.
Amen.
You know, it ain't like, you know, you You're doing him a favor.
Matthew 24, bro.
Matthew 24, you got it?
21, Matthew 21.
Matthew 21 and what?
I think 24.
Okay, it's Matthew 24. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's 28. I'm sorry. 28 and 31. 28 to 30. It's 20 verse 28. Yep.
28.
Yeah, Matthew 21 and 28.
Matthew's 21 and 28. Okay. I was going to say Matthew 24, man. Nah, that can't be it. Let me see.
All right.
Matthew. Yeah, right, right. There it is. It said, what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. It came a second and said, and he said likewise, and he answered, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of the twine did the will of it, the Father, he said unto him the first. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you.
Hmm. Yes, sir. Right.
That's part of that. Because the public,
I said, I'm glad you said that, bro. That's a good catch. That show will be in his lesson again. We can do Will and Heart Part 2, God willing, in the future.
Man, listen, Jack. That's that thing, man, where, you know, that the publicans and that's that thing like with Mary. She was wiping Jesus' feet with her tears. You know, she had that repentant heart. You know, for real,
right.
For real. She was sorrowful. You know, whereas when much is given, much is, you know, is required. I mean, not much is given, much is required, but he said, you know, much is forgiven. You know, then he talk about it's more appreciated, but when you don't forgive much, then it's less appreciated. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, man, that thing, man, bruh, look, it just had me just all on this here, and I was just thinking about it. You got to put in the work, and you got to get a first and the best, and you got to be willing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can tell you to do that. You got to do it from your heart. It's not, you know, okay, well, it's a commandment. I got to pay my tithe. No, you got to be willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I got to keep the law. No, you got to be willing to do it. You got to be willing. You know, it's your reasonable service. Forget the rest. You know what I mean? Getting out here and doing things for the business. I'm just saying your reasonable service is just to keep the commandments. You know, the Lord give you a work, step in it, man. Speaking of that, great job, Jordan, once again.
Yes, Jordan.
Once again.
Did y'all hear baby in the background?
Yes.
Yeah, he with the baby. He's with the baby now.
Hey, well, great precept, brother.
I'll let him know. All praises.
Anyone else? What? Amen.
Amen.
When you, will and heart, your first and your best. We just went over that last two weekends ago. Your first and your best, the first fruits. Amen.
Ooh.
And that willing, when he read willing heart, first he did the word, what was the first word we looked up?
It was willing in the adjective.
Do it. I tell you the one that got me well, when you do it well.
Yeah.
That's the one that got me.
Wait, so first willing got me, because willing, we always read that verse, right? But when you really look up the synonyms to the word, it really, really, the spirit really cleanses you. Like he read earlier, I am a man of unclean lips.
Right.
That's true. And to the word cleanses you up. The Lord said what? To eat this roll? Amen? Okay. So anyway, the first word was willing heart. So willing means done, giving, accepted, voluntary, ungrudgingly, acting upon, or ready and prepared. You got to be prepared, amen?
Prepared.
But then when he went to, okay, so the first one, okay, willing. It says eagerly compliant. You are eagerly compliant.
Right. Ready to do the business.
Eagerly compliant. You're ready to do the business.
Right.
With no hesitation. You don't even have to beg or ask. You're just ready to do this.
Right.
Give him 100.
Right.
Right.
I said, Lord, how many of us are with, how, when we get up in the morning, just like somebody calling and saying, hey, I need to go to the grocery store. I need you to take me A, B, C, D, F, G, F, H, I, J, K. You'd be like, okay, I'll be there when I get there. But first you tell yourself, first I'm going to take me a shower. I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat me some breakfast. They better be glad I'm coming to pick them up. You know?
Instead of just saying, man, where am I to?
Instead of just saying, okay.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, I want, you know, you're a servant for the Most High God of Israel. You are a servant. We're
right.
Here to serve. We're
first.
Here to give our first and our best in everything and everything and everything. Everything that we do. Not just partly. Because see what happened to Cain, he didn't give his first and his best.
Right.
See what happens when you don't give your first and your best?
And you're not willing to.
Sin lieth at
the door. When you're not willing. And if you don't do well.
And if you don't do well.
That well got me. I was like, whoa, that's a heavy precept.
And
that's
why we're going to be healed today.
Because we don't do the well part. Not thou be accepted.
Amen. From Isaiah, I just want to say thank you for checking us, sister. Thank you for the word of allowing the Holy Spirit to give you this lesson. You did an excellent job. So to Brother I want to say Joshua.
Jordan.
Brother Jordan. What is Era Texas.
I'm so little. I'll let him know. But yeah, this could be a part two, y'all. We're not done with this one. And Lord slapped me in the face. You told me, just don't do them lessons and just put them up. Research your work before you do it. I was telling you too, don't call Joe. Not stay the lesson because you know you go, y'all go talk all before the lesson starts. So I should have been calling you after the lesson and been studying during that time.
Oh,
what a party. But no, it was a beautiful conversation between me and you, and it was a blessing. But yeah, this lesson will be a part two. And also, Lord willing, in the future, I'm going to put a precept together that's called Do Well.
Do well is well. Well is in good or proper manners.
Right.
Skillful, proficient. Prudent and sensible.
It said proper manners, because he said, if you do it not well, so he told Cain, you got to bring it with proper manners,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring it with prudence, have some understanding and skills when you bring it. So don't just bring anything. You got to have a proper manner of when you do it. So what's the proper manner? That would be the commandments of God, how to present it, or to do it the way thus says the Lord.
And then it also says in a favorable and approving manner. Favorable and approving manner.
So you fall into favor?
Yes.
Favor.
Yes.
Amen. I got well like this. It says this. Result favorably, good thing, good, fortunate. Expect fortune, good fortune.
Amen.
Expect good fortune, right? If you're fortunate and expect good fortune. It says, well, wise.
Amen.
Wise and advantageous and
Amen.
Advisable.
Amen.
Early.
Amen.
advisable, worthy of being recommended, suggested, prudent, wise again. Such actions neither nor advisable. Extreme caution. Extreme caution. So you got, he told Cain to be careful.
Yes, he did.
He said, be extremely careful.
Amen.
Right? And then he said, good manners,
amen,
proper satisfaction manners, high standards, behaved.
Amen.
He's telling him to behave.
Amen.
Wow. Okay, and I guess I can go thoroughly. Here go one for you. Thoroughly and completely, fully. That's why he didn't give us his best, because it wasn't thorough and wasn't complete.
Amen.
And it wasn't fully.
Amen.
And he says, well done, well satisfied, well educated.
Amen.
Man, education fall in there too? Intensely, intensified, honesty. Man, approval. This word just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh my God. Intimate knowledge. Intimate knowledge. Wow. This thing just get bigger and bigger, but skills, pleasing manners. Okay, I'm going to stop there. So this is just going to go on. And I mean, this word is, that's why, man, when you read the definition, I didn't, you know, I have not looked up the word way.
Well,
I don't think I ever looked that up.
You know, I never thought about it.
Right. I never thought about looking that word up. Well, you know, there we go again, leaning to our own understanding. And when you look at it, you really see what the Father was saying to Cain. That's
uh-huh.
why Cain really ended up in trouble. Wow. So, Brother Brown.
Yes, sir.
You got any closing words before we close out? Do anyone else have anything to say before Brother Isaiah? I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm ahead of myself. Anybody else got any comments or any questions?
I just had one thing to say, Brother Jones. Said when you said trouble, I looked up well too. It says without trouble, well afforded.
Amen. You said
it's a lot about well, a favorable manner.
He said, if thou doeth without trouble,
otherwise
don't be having trouble in your heart.
Amen.
That was
Amen.
Spiritual, man. He was really talking to Cain. That wasn't life. He was really giving it to him. Because, see, in English, these words have more than one meaning.
Amen.
But most languages, one word means one thing. And well meant just that, this.
Right.
That's the complete understanding of what the language is. It's this. It means just this. So Cain knew what he was saying. No wonder he was without excuse. Wow. Hey, man, sis. Bro, Isaiah, that was a great catch, man. Hey, bro, thank you for the heads up on doing well.
Amen.
You know.
Right.
Man.
And I'm like, man, if you don't do well, seeing lies at the door. So, man, that's a deep set, Jack. Once again, Brother Isaiah, man, any closing comments?
Be of a willing heart.
Amen.
Whatever your talent is, you know what I'm saying? Do it with your duty with all your might. Now you're the mic.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, y'all, we better be of a willing heart. That's a fact. You know what I mean? Because can't do anything before the Lord, especially keeping his word grudgingly. You can't keep his word without a willing heart. And you can't. You can't come to him not giving him your best. You're coming up here and you're going to have your second best for the Most High. It don't work that way. Cool. You know. So, thing is, give him your best all the time. Give him your first and your best and do well.
Amen.
Do well. If you don't do well, sin lies at the door. Wow. Man, that's a heavy grip. I think I'm going to run that word all the way down if I can.
Amen.
Well, with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Tomorrow night, again, you want to be back here at 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to have the Commonwealth of Israel, myself, Job Israel, and Red Israel. And we're going to be dealing with the women of the Bible.
The women of the church.
The women of the church, right, women of the church. And who are we on? Leah and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Leah and Rachel. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow evening. And then, of course, you want to be back again Saturday morning. You know, you want to be here for the creation.
Amen.
And then Sunday, you're going to have Brother Isaiah Brown again of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity.
We're going to be doing cooning.
Cooning. Not raccooning. But cooning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we dealing with the cooning.
Well, you know what I be talking. That, yeah, okay. Man says he gonna be here with the cooning. So you want to be here for that? I ain't never heard no precept called cooning. So this is a first for me. Can't wait to hear it.
Well, basically, it's called who you really call in the cone.
Well, you better not be calling Jesus. That's a fact. Well, who you really call in the cone? So that's going to be this Sunday. You want to be there for that. That's going to be a doozy. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edified someone.
I want me to cut you off, Joe. I'm sorry. That's got to be 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I want you to be knocked out sleeping. We're trying to go, you know, we're trying to go extra late. But now I'm going to go ahead and do this early. So that'll be 10 o'clock. That'll be 10 a.m. Is that cool with everybody?
That's cool.
Yes.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Okay,
and I won't be tuning. I'll be tuning, not cooning. So, hey, y'all, that's 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you there, all right? This is going to be a really interesting precept. Can't wait for that one. That's
how
that got covered.
I'm going to try my best not to cuss. You might hear hell, you know, a couple of times, but, you know, that's about it because I'm going in.
All right, well, you know, you can always say H-E double hockey stick.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, I got corrected a couple of times today.
Okay, I'll say dumb.
You got the old school slang.
Man, we got
I didn't do it that way, but I told you to do it over here.
Bro, we got to break out the 1611 for that one, man. You hear me? You like, really? Okay. Anyway, I was telling her the Lord, we were talking about sacrifice. The Lord said, you know, cast that sin off and out there with his flesh in and shit. As the Savior said, can't say sin. You got to say done.
His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the Sounds of the living water, radio show.